You unlock this door with a key of imagination beyond it, another dimension, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind, and most importantly, a dimension of sound. You've just crossed over into the Grateful Dead Zone. Greetings, cats and kittens, foxes and coyotes. Well, a real milestone in the world of the Grateful Dead. All week, with last Grateful Dead Zone was last Saturday, and it was only a few hours after I signed off that we got the news of Bob Weir's passing. And it was weird, folks, because the show I did before I heard the news was a Bob Weir tribute special, but that I didn't know. And it leads me to what we're going to be doing today. I'll give you a quick summary of what was played last week, if you listened to the show, and how it'll impinge on what we're doing this week. In the first set, I played the best version of When I Paint My Masterpiece, which is a song that Bob did a lot. And I said it on the radio when it was done. I said, this is the best version of this song I have ever heard. Then I played a China Rider, and I pointed out when that was done the fact that China Rider was the only song the Dead would do that really featured a lengthy solo of Bob Weir. It was one of the few times during the transition where Bobby would solo. He'd take the first solo and then Jerry would step in and then they transition into Know You Rider. And then the second set, I featured as the heart of the second set 20, maybe 35 minutes from one of the laryngitis shows. And that's where we're going to be heading today in this edition of the Grateful Dead Zone, the laryngitis shows. So the Grateful Dead did 2,571 shows, according to the Google. 2,571 shows. Of all those shows, there's only three shows where you could literally call the Dead Bob Weir and his Grateful Dead. What am I talking about? Well, back in January of 1978, starting on January 6th, Jerry came down with a horrible case of laryngitis, and he didn't realize it until the first set in San Bernardino when he couldn't sing. Bob stepped in, and Bob pretty much ran the band for the next few shows. And last week, in this inadvertent synchronicity tribute to Bob Weir, I played 35 minutes from one of those shows. So that's what we're going to be doing today, is we're going to be playing excerpts from the shows where Bob Weir ran the Grateful Dead. But before we do that, speaking of China Rider and the transition, so it's 1989, August 19th at the Greek Theater, and the sound guys are trying to figure out why they're getting distortion out of Bob Weir's guitar. Something's a little odd. So what they do is they record Bob Weir's track solo. So it's basically a recording exists that's just Bob Weir's rhythm guitar, which yours truly has managed to get a copy of. So I'm going to play you a short excerpt. This is the China Rider transition. But if you want to know what Bob Weir contributed to the Grateful Dead, listen to his rhythm guitar here and imagine this rhythm guitar is interweaving with Jerry soloing and Phil Lesh's amazing work, not to mention the drumming. But imagine just that front line. Phil Lesh, who's reinventing bass with every single pluck, Jerry being Jerry, and this is what Bob Weir is doing during that famous transition from China Cat into Know You Rider.
Thank you.
With all the tributes, deserved tributes that Bob Weir's getting, that sort of says it all. I mean, amazingly inventive rhythm guitar. Someone who knows something about guitar and music and, well, just about everything is Nobel Prize-winning Bob Dylan, who wrote of Bob Weir, a very unorthodox rhythm player. He has his own style, not unlike Joni Mitchell, but from a different place. Weir plays strange augmented chords and half chords at unpredictable intervals that somehow match with Jerry Garcia, who plays like Charlie Christian and Doc Watson at the same time. Thank you, Bob, for that, and he's got that exactly perfect and right. So let's start the laryngitis shows. We're going to go to the second laryngitis show. This is at the Golden Hall in San Diego. This is where they know Jerry cannot sing. Jerry can play guitar like a man possessed, and what you're going to hear throughout this edition of the Grateful Dead show is Garcia absolutely nailing it. But Jerry is not singing, and rather than the Jerry song, Bob song, Jerry song, Bob song, all these shows are Bob song, Bob song, Bob song, Bob song. So we're going to like do the best of these shows. But this, I think, is the most fitting tribute to Bob Weir. This is when Bob Weir played the band.
Stealing women from their men.
That's a truly ferocious version that opened up the second of the three, what we'd like to call the laryngitis shows. January of 1978, what would that be? I can't even do the math. 48 years ago, basically, when Jerry had a severe case of laryngitis. And rather than cancel the shows, they realized, the hell with it, we'll just hand everything over to Bob, let him sing all night. And Bob rose to the occasion. So let's go now to the first of the laryngitis shows, the Swing Auditorium in San Bernardino. The year before is where they premiered, well, the first show there in February is where they played the very first Terrapin Station, the very first Estimated Profit, speaking of Bob Weir. I played that last week, I think from this very show. But this is in the first set. Jerry was vainly trying to sing, but I was sort of collapsing around him. So this is Bob stepping up to save his partner's butt here, his rotund butt at that time. Jerry was a little bit on the rotund side. Hate to say that. We're not fat shaming. I'm just observing. But in this tribute to Bob Weir, we're going to just focus on these three shows where Bob played the band. San Bernardino, January 6th, 1978.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and the youngin's dream of growing up to ride. No one was keeping right but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. Mama seemed to know what land does. Don't turn, Mama, hold me in.
every time I heard a draw, that southern draw. And I heard my dream went back downstream, the boy was down before. And I followed you. We'll be right back.
Jerry couldn't sing, but man, he could play. A great version of Mama Tried Big River. Always a cowboy song with Bob Weir every show. And that was the first set of the first of the Laryngitis shows. If you're just tuning in, this is the Grateful Dead Zone, celebrating Bob Weir by playing, I think, of the Dead's 2,571 shows up till Jerry's passing. Only three one could call Bob Weir's Grateful Dead, where Jerry couldn't sing and Bob stepped up and did pretty much all Weir songs and led the band. So we're just going to focus on those three shows for this particular edition of the Grateful Dead Zone. It seemed the appropriate thing to do. So let's go now to the second night in San Diego. We opened up with the Minglewood from the first night at Golden Hall. This is night two. They were dialed in just exactly perfect, and Bob would always, this is a perennial Bob Weir tune, but an extra edge on it this particular evening.
Thank you.
Bob Weir and the Grateful Dead. Bob Weir fronting the Grateful Dead for three amazing shows out of the 2,500 shows the Grateful Dead, 2,500 plus. There are three that Bob Weir led the band because Jerry had laryngitis. So we're going to go out of that chronology for just one thing. You can't do Bob Weir justice without, well, Bob Weir telling a joke. And I'm pretty sure with all the tributes that people are doing for Bob Weir right now, none of them are going to feature the Yellow Dog story. And I'm going to feature an epic Yellow Dog story from the opening night. This is the opening night of the Europe 72 tour, Wembley Pool, April 8th, 1972. As things would often happen with the Grateful Dead, things would break and someone would have to kill time. And Bob Weir had absolutely no compunctions about stepping up to the mic and basically embarrassing himself. So if it was good enough for Bob Weir at the open of the Europe 72 tour, it's certainly good enough to play in this tribute to Bob Weir. I'm sure he's looking down, smiling, saying, thank you for getting the Yellow Dog story into your Bob Weir tribute.
What we're doing is we're stalling for time while he changes his broken string. Now what I think I'll do is I'll take this opportunity to tell you all a story. Because y'all haven't heard it yet. And it goes like this. There was a fella, and he had a dog, a pet dog. And he used to walk his dog around every now and again. And anyway, well, it was a hot summer day, and he was walking his dog. And he thought he'd stop off at the bar and have himself a beer. And he did just that. He walked into the bar and he walked up to the bar and he put his change on the bar and he said to the bartender, "I'd like a glass of beer." Bartender said, "Certainly, sir, coming right up." Meanwhile, while he was waiting for his beer, he looked down the bar and there was this fella sitting down the bar with a big, black, slick, mean-looking dog. Now the fella down the other side of the bar with the short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog said nothing. But the guy with the big, black, slick, mean-looking dog looked down the bar and the guy with the short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog said, "Hey, that sure is a ugly little dog you got there, mister. All short, fat, squat, ugly, and yeller." Well, the guy with the short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog said to the guy with the big, black, slick, mean-looking dog said, "Yeah, well, he may be ugly, but he sure can fight." And the guy with the big, black, slick, mean-looking dog said to the guy with the short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog said, "Yeah?" The guy with the short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog said, "Yeah." So they decide they take them both out back behind the bar and let them fight it out. "I'll put a five on mine, you put a five on yours. Winner take home the bucks." They figured that was a good idea, and they did just that. They took him out the back and they let him fight it out. And the short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog just kicked you-know-what out of the big black, slick, mean-looking dog. And when the fight was over and the big, black, slick, mean-looking dog was over in the corner licking his wounds, short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog was hopping around. The guy with the big, black, slick, mean-looking dog allowed his, "Yeah, the short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog sure could fight. But I never seen a dog look like that before. All short, fat, squat, ugly little and yeller. What kind of dog is that anyway?" The guy with the short, fat, squat, ugly little yeller dog said to the guy with the big, black, slick, mean-looking dog, said, "Yeah, well, it used to be an alligator before I cut his tail off and painted him yeller."
Bob Weir, ladies and gentlemen, we're celebrating the man, the legend, and the man who told the Yellow Dog story, not one, but many, many, many times on stage with the Grateful Dead. So let's go to Golden Hall to round off our first set. This will be a 23-minute suite. We're going to hit, this is how they close their first set. This is the second of the laryngitis shows. And these three songs were rarely, actually never put together in quite this combination. One, a once-in-a-dead-time close of a first set, but because Jerry couldn't sing, they had to pull something out, and this is how they ended. The first set, January 7th, 1978.
Cantina, music would play a pretty number. Longer than I
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. Public and community radio were very important to our early development. They continue to be a source of inspiration and information. They also serve as an important vehicle for many of our pet projects. I subscribe. I urge you to pledge your support. Thank you.
KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM. KSQT Prunedale, 89.7 FM and translator K208GE, Monterey, 89.5 FM.
You will now hear some changes to KSQD's broadcast schedule. We now have music from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every weekday. The talk programs that you've heard on weekdays from 3 to 4 p.m. are now presented in the morning, mostly between 9 and 10 a.m. You can see this new schedule by clicking on Program Schedule at ksqd.org. That's ksqd.org. Thank you for listening to KSQD.
Well, there's a combo you don't hear often. El Paso into Let It Grow into a surprise stealth promised land. All part of Bob Weir taking over the Grateful Dead when Jerry came down with laryngitis for three memorable nights in January of 1978. It's the Grateful Dead Zone's way of celebrating the music and legacy of the great Bob Weir. So everything we're hearing from this particular show, with the exception, of course, of the Yellow Dog story, is from those laryngitis shows where Bob Weir played the band and they played him. So let's get into our second set. One of the things that Bob was very adept at, besides telling bad jokes and wearing super short shorts and genuinely cavorting on stage, was warning people to take a step back. So it's important that we get a bit of that Bob Weir. And we're going to go to the Golden Hall, January 8th. This is the second night that El Paso Let It Grow Promised Land was the first night of the laryngitis shows. This would be the last official laryngitis show, January 8th, second night, second set. So let's join Bob Weir as he warns people not to get overly enthusiastic.
You're all going to have to take this opportunity to step back a little bit, because these folks up here are getting real flat, and that's no good. So why don't you all just take a step back? And when you're done, take another step back. And now take another step back. And yet another step back. And take another step back. Now everybody breathe a little bit and take another step back. And that's better, isn't it? Is it?
Bye. Rhinestone Ray, and I'm one of the hosts for Runs on Grassoline. Every Saturday from 2 to 4, we play bluegrass, country folk, and your requests. Tune in locally at 90.7, 89.7, or 89.5, and online at ksqd.org. That's Runs on Grassoline, Saturdays, 2 to 4, on Community Radio for the Central Coast, KSQD. We are Many Voices, One Station.
Tune in Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for the Crescent City Shuffle. Each week we explore the music and artistry coming out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Join me, Papa Sam, and let's mess around, raise the house, and let the good times roll. It's the Crescent City Shuffle, Saturday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. right here at 90.7 FM, KSQD Santa Cruz, your home.
Was an unusual combo, never to be repeated, or maybe if it was, very seldom. Samson and Delilah and the Good Lovin', January 8th, 1978, all part of the Trilogy of Laryngitis shows when Bob Weir had to step up and run the Grateful Dead for three nights. No Jerry singing, all Weir, all the time. And that's how the Grateful Dead Zone is celebrating Bob Weir's passing, is showcasing these shows where pretty much it was his band and everyone was happy. Most happy was probably the audience. Jerry was happy because he didn't have to sing. He could only play. And the audience was happy because they got to see and hear something a little different. So I know what you're clamoring for. That Yellow Dog story just was side-splitting hilarity. And you want to hear another Bob Weir joke. I know it, right? You'd want to hear Bob Weir tell another joke. So we're going to go into our next set, but Bob wants to tell a joke before we get into it. This is the Grateful Dead Zone. This is a tribute to Bob Weir, focusing on the laryngitis shows, and this would be the last laryngitis show we're going into after Bob tells his joke, January 8th, Golden Hall, San Diego. But anyway, take it away, Bob. We all want to hear your joke.
Now that the sound crew is done having their cruel little joke, we can get on with the show. While they're making their adjustments, I think I'll take this opportunity to tell you all a story. About, there was this little guy who was applying for work at a lumber camp, but he was about, not even 5 feet tall, he was about 4'9". Your basic short person. And not only that, but he was skinny. He was real small, and he wanted to get a job as a lumberjack, and the foreman of the lumber camp just didn't see how it was possible. And he said, you know, listen, you're too little. And the guy says, well, I can really cut trees down real fast, man. You ought to watch me work. And so he says, okay, I'll give you a chance. And he gives him a saw and turns him loose on a couple of trees, and the guy takes him down real quick, you know, just real fast. And so he let him loose on a whole grove, and he took down that whole grove. And then the foreman said, well, listen, you're a little guy, but you sure can't cut trees down faster than anybody I've ever seen. Where'd you learn to do that? And the guy said, in the Sahara forest. Thank you.
wasn't me for smiling on a cloudy day. We'll be right back.
I came across an empty space. He trembled and exploded, left the bus stop in his place. The bus come by and I got on, that's when it all began.
Oh,
You're listening to the Grateful Dead Zone on KSQD.
Thank you. sunshine daydream. Walk you in the tall trees, going where the wind goes. Blooming, blooming like a red rose. Now come on over, sweet baby. I got singing, I got you in the morning sunshine. Sunshine daydream, sunshine daydream. Come on, come on over, daydream. Sunshine daydream. Come on, come on, from a sweet dream. Sunshine baby.
Thank you, Bob Weir. What a set, huh? Other one, Truck and Sugar Magnolia from January 8th, 1978, San Diego. That was the last of the laryngitis shows, but they certainly made up for Jerry's absence, and particularly it's a pleasure to be able to play vintage Bob Weir and of a piece Bob Weir, musical send-off that he deserves. We try to do that. So getting near the end of the Grateful Dead Zone, well, actually, we're kind of at the end of the Grateful Dead show. Next week is going to be a three-hour, very special, I am not kidding when I say that, Sean Willits, who wrote the album notes to the last Big Dylan box set through the Open Window Volume 18. The Princeton professor who wrote the album notes is going to join me for three full hours next Saturday to unpack that amazing release and talk. Go get deep into Bob Dylan, 1956 to 1963. So high school Bob with Sean Willits, full-on Princeton professor, is going to grace our presence. Well, Bob Weir has graced our presence for, oh, well, on 64 years now of great music he gave us through the Grateful Dead. And a local writer, local not just writer, but a man about town, known to many of us, DNA. in Good Times this week, wrote a really wonderful piece, farewell piece, on Bob Weir. And I'm going to leave you with DNA's words from this week's Good Times, talking about the Grateful Dead. The Holy Trinity, the triangular nexus, the plutonium-powered nuclear reactor that drove the flux capacitor of the Grateful Dead, kept alive by the synchronistic heartbeat of the rhythm section, were bassist Phil Lesh, lead guitarist Jerry Garcia, and rhythm guitarist Bob Weir. With the loss of the mustached Weir on Saturday, June 10th, another booted foot of this transcendent, transformational aggregate has walked off the planet.